Hi, I'm Lindsay Williams, your podcast host, and welcome to Busy Mum's Fitness Corner, Manifesting Through Motherhood, where we dive deep into the empowering journey of balancing motherhood and personal wellness. As modern day mums, we can possess an incredible ability to manifest your dreams while nurturing your family's well-being. Join me as we explore the transformative power of mindset, goal setting and self-care, equipping you with practical strategies to create the life you envision. And who said manifesting has to be hard? Have you ever heard that saying, attitude of gratitude? Well, you will be saying it soon. You'll be seeing it on my book because I created a new journal and it is on Amazon now. Last week, I did a lovely one-to-one. And every time that I do a one-to-one, I publish a book, whether it be a masterclass or a one-to-one. Because what I do, I like to teach people steps. It's only fair that I show the people that want to publish a book on how to do it. And what I do, I kind of get it semi-ready for publishing because it will take a lot longer if I was to do it on the night. You need like a 4-hour one-to-one. But I went through the process of uploading it, doing a quality check, putting the pricing in and pressing the publish button, and that was it. So last week I had lots of attitude of gratitude because I did an amazing masterclass with some incredible women in, and I am so excited to see their books unfold. It's just been a really positive week for me. I have had my Moldavite crystal. Well, I had my first one. I lost that one. I went to my nail appointment and then I had my eyelashes done. I had a thud, you know, when you're half asleep and you don't think of it. So I went home that night and I looked down my bra. Where's my Moldavite? Couldn't find it. Text my nail girl, Kirsty, and she said, I can't find it. And I said, well, it wasn't meant to be. So if you find it, keep it. It's yours. You need it more than me. So I had to get another one. And like, it's been powerful this week. Loads of positive things have happened. And I've actually bought a new car. So I had my car in for servicing. No, I didn't. I had it in for some call back on my steering and some central locking issues. Just some funny sounds that were coming through. And I had this new cash guy. So I've always wanted a Range Rover Evoque. And it's always on my vision board, a white car. And I've always thought, do I get one? But because I work from home, it's a lot of money for sitting on the drive. And also, my mechanic said, they have a lot of problems. So I was like, right. But I had this hire car. I had a blue one. It was amazing. It was fast. And it was expensive. So I got my car back. And I was like, I'm not really in love with it. And my husband said, oh, you really like that car. You look really good in it. I was like, it was nice. I had heated seats, heated steering wheel, all the jazz. And so we started looking. He's like, why don't you just get a new car? You've paid for your car. And I'm like, you know, you get a massive deposit for your car. I was like, right, okay. So anyway, they said, so we looked at Range Rovers. And then they said, well, what about this car in white? I never thought. And it was actually a pretty similar style car. And I was like, really like it. So I've been looking around. And yeah, it's coming on Monday, if you're listening to this on a regular basis. And they're dropping it off and they're taking my car away. So it's farewell to my old car. But you know, I've been just adopting a really positive mindset at the minute. Just been trying to overcome any pain. And I think I've been talking a lot about manifesting with a lot of people this week. And we get what we ask for. If you don't ask, you don't receive. And if we've got that negative Nelly approach, things happen. Your washer can break. Your tooth can fall out. Things happen. And my tooth, I have been having some dental treatment. But I haven't been negative. And things seem to happen and happen. And that same we say, and as soon as we say, it always happens in threes, it does happen again. So how do we adopt a more attitude of gratitude? It's doing your gratitude every day. Doing your 10 gratitudes, because we need to think about the positive. Things might be really rough that day, but what about all the positives that we have in our life? Yeah, we can always want more money and more love in our life and different things, but we are alive. We have friends. We all have friends. We all have family. We all have something. So it's just thinking like how are we going to amplify our manifesting? How are we going to work on our law of attraction? We need to attract the positives. And writing it down for me is key. writing my, I created two books last week, so I'll pop them both in the link in the show notes. And I created a branded one of my podcast cover because I just wanted one for myself. And when I do go and meet people, I like to take some books with me. And then I create, then I put the manuscript in there. And then I did another one for my gratitude. And I can't wait for that one. And it's bright pink. And it says, Attitude of Gratitude. So I can't wait for that. You'll see it on my socials anyway. But I will put it in the show notes. And it's just nice sometimes to have something new. You know what I'm like with all my journals. I do love them. And they're so easy to make. I literally made it in an hour. They don't take me long to do. And I love teaching. And the great thing about creating books is it's passive income. You don't need to go out to work. You could do these at home for free. And Amazon dropship them. So it's print on demand. You don't have to do anything but promote unless you're going somewhere and you can have some books with you or you're doing a course, have them in your hand. But creating books is a really good hobby. It's something for you. It's a sideline. It's, if you're a creative, being creative is really good for me. It really motivates me. I love goal setting. So I feel like there's been a big shift. I don't know if it's with the Mulder, right? It probably is. But loads of strange things have been happening. But I've been asking the universe for more lately. And we can feel, I know it's a funny feeling asking the universe, like who are you actually asking? It's whoever you believe in. Who do we ask for? It's the vibrations. What, you know, we want to manifest something in our hands or in our life, but we have to put actions into place. And if we haven't got gratitude, then what have we got? So I think it's just our mindset shift sometimes can be a little bit stuck. So once we start seeing a positive, so grab onto something positive. When a positive happens, don't just think that's my positive for the month. Think actually, what's next? What can I work on next? What can I bring into fruition? There's more things that we can work on. And if you're on a roll like me, just keep going and going. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. So it's been a crazy week. So I've not actually been posting as much on my social media, but I have been trying to do lots of social media. But it's one of those, you're busy and the kids have just gone back to school that first week and I think everybody's just trying to catch up a little bit and it's gone so fast this week. So, and it's my birthday soon, 1st of May, I'll be 42. So I'm looking forward to that. So, you know, I'm 42, but I don't really go out drinking, but I always like to go out with my mum or do something at home, you know, have a takeaway, have a chill, quite easily pleased. Maybe sneak a little sparring somewhere, but yeah, I just like to keep myself busy, keep positive, keep going with the podcast. And that was another thing I was going to tell you. So what I'm going to do, a lot of people have been asking, have you not got a Kindle version of your podcast? Not your podcast, your book. And I'm like, I quite like books. But you know what? I'm just starting to do it now. I'm just going to put it in a Kindle version because a lot of people are saying, I know this book, there's activities to do in there. You can still read the book anyway, so yeah, I'm going to put it in there. I'm going to see what it looks like and see how I feel, and then I'm going to promote it then. So keep your eyes peeled for that. So if you haven't bought the book, I'm going to do a low-cost Kindle version anyway, so it'd be good, quite good to have it on my phone actually. But I just really want to get a book out there first, because I think your book should be a book. A book's a book to me, and it's nice to have it in your hands. It's an achievement, not always something digital, because digital is so easy to do. But yeah, I think I'm going to start doing a few more books this year. I definitely want to do a book on fibromyalgia and pain management and exercise. So that's definitely going to be something that I'm going to be doing. So yeah, just a little one from me today. And I hope you're going to have a lovely weekend, whatever you're doing. And send me a message if you're up to anything new. And thanks for everybody that's listened to the podcast that have signed up to Masterclass. And if you are still wanting access to it, it's £33. The link is in the top of my link tree. Once you've booked on, you'll be invited into a WhatsApp group. Send me a message with your email address and you'll also get a recording as well. So yeah, it's been high vibe. It really excites me teaching people how to create something. Especially when you've done 2 hours with somebody, you've shown people what they can achieve and they're like blown away and, you know, influencing people on that level, on the business side. I love it. I wish I'd have had someone like me 2 years ago just to go all through all these these steps, but I didn't, so I had to do it myself. But I love to teach people, and I give people good value for money, and I just jam pack everything in. Because I want to help busy mums, I want to help you to create some financial freedom and not work the extra hours. So if you're at home, you could be creating books, and even if it takes a week to get your head around it, then it's worth a week of your time to then set up to become a self-publisher, something that you think that's not going to be real. I never thought I could be a podcaster or, you know, be an author, but I did it. And it's there. And you've up-leveled yourself, and it's a massive achievement. So I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. And if you're still not sure, send me a message, Instagram, Facebook, just let me know that you're listening to the podcast so I know who you are, and we can have a chat. So I'm going to go now. I think that's it for me today. And I will speak to you all soon. And bye for now. See you later, and happy manifesting. Bye.
Did you know you can join and support the show by becoming a Patreon, with extra podcast audio, self-development and health support? Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss an episode. And if you could rate and review the show, that would be great. And thanks for listening. Oh, don't go yet. Did you know you can find me on Amazon? I have over 20 self-published books. From manifesting planners, weight loss and meal planning, gratitude and time blocking, and many more. Bye for now.